You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Greetings and salutations. Welcome back to Kinda Funny Games. Of course, I'm Colin Moriarty. I'm joined here by head of Sony Santa Monica, Shannon Studstill. We were just talking. We haven't talked in a while, so we have many questions to ask. Are you having a good PSX so far?
Excellent. I love this show. It's one of the best things Sony's done.
I agree. It's fun to see all the fans and get down to those games. So let's talk about the games. I'm seeing the Santa Monica logo splashed on many different things. You guys have been developing and incubating a lot of games that are not God of War related, not AAA. So tell me a little bit about what's going on down here at the studio right now.
We've partnered with a lot of great indie teams, and you know the process of developing and supporting a vision is always something that's been top of mind since the studio's inception with Alan Becker, and giving those young talent that you know the teams that we see out there opportunities to develop and create is part of the heart of the studio, and the diverse lineup that we've seen over many years. You know, you go into the heart of the studio, which I call the magnet room. We've got, you know, 35 plus titles in there, and that's something to really be proud of. If you look at the landscape of the industry today, that all of that coming under the umbrella of Sony Santa Monica, it's something we're all very proud of.
What you talked about, kind of the heart of the studio. You guys just recently moved. I haven't even been to your new studio yet at all.
You need to come by.
How is that space? Is that space like helping your guys' energy and kind of the
yeah? You know, our old facility was tiny, and it helped a lot because you work so closely knit with somebody. Sitting right next to them was great, but we were so tight in terms of, you know, a number of people inside the facility. So we've put a lot of time and effort into our new home, and I think it really represents the brand, the passion and the creativity. Really try to turn it into a kind of an art gallery vibe space, you know, the lobby, and you should come by.
I'd love that. Have
a good time doing a little tour. We have tours all the time, so we'll have an exclusive opportunity for you to come in and see.
I appreciate that. Yeah, it's been a long time. You were talking about the kind of the heart of the studio, and you know, you guys have a lot of production going on, as we were talking about with, you know, Giant Sparrow, for instance, and some smaller games, you know, Zach Wood working on Hohokam, all these kinds of things. Is the spirit of the studio morphing more into a X-Dev kind of production house, or do you guys still want to have AAA bona fides there as well, that, you know, those kind of, those keystones in your cycle every few years? Is that still something you want?
For sure, absolutely. I mean, I think that really allows us to do a lot of exploration in the indie space, and give the support, and, you know, there's a share of knowledge that goes along with the opportunity to have some of these guys kind of incubated in our space with veteran level talent. So that synergy, if you will, is really powerful, that they're really taking opportunities to learn how to solve problems from people who have done that before in some cases. So there's a good cross network of not only gleaning great info from veteran, but we learn from them as well. You know, that back and forth is really giving the studio a leg up, we feel like. And a lot of the talent that actually works on our AAA side of the business, they want to extend and give as much as they can to some of these startups. So it's a really good back and forth.
I asked Scott Rohde when I was talking to him, who obviously is kind of shepherding Sony's first parties in America, how a team like Bend would, you know, pitch a game. And I'm curious now at Santa Monica, how do you guys find the pitches for these smaller games? Are people coming to you? Or are you guys kind of sending out like scouts to figure out who you want to work with next?
It goes both ways. And you know, places like E3 and PSX and DICE, I mean, there's so many good opportunities out there and dev teams that are really bringing the passion to what we love. They come to us, and we also go to teams that we're interested in. Also, the schools out there, they're really doing a lot for gaming as a whole. So we find there's little gems within a variety of the schools that are developing these great programs that we kind of reach into and develop partnerships with.
That's how you guys found Giant Sparrow, right? Is that true?
Yes.
And that game company?
Yes.
Yeah, so pretty good track record in that respect so far. Let's talk about Giant Sparrow. They're internal, I think, still, right, at your studio?
Yes, they are hanging out with us.
How's that relationship going? Because I find them really, they're a small team, and I find them really fascinating. I absolutely loved their last game, and I'm excited about Edith Finch. So what is it like working with a small, kind of nimble, young team like that?
You know, again, the energy that they bring, it's just, you walk upstairs, XDev is pretty much situated right. Want some crackers?
Yeah, thank you. That was awesome. All
right. right next to Giant Sparrow, and the you know, every time I walk by there, those guys are just, you know, it's like a party in terms of the amount of passion that they pour in and surround Ian with. We're really fortunate in terms of the concept of being able to have our old home, Penn Station. We didn't have a lot of room for some of these incubated teams. And now we do. We have two teams with us at this point. So to work alongside, and it just brings the spirits of everybody up, and the creativity is boundless at that point.
How do you manage, you know, as the lead of the studio, how do you manage the AAA stuff you're probably working on with the smaller projects? You have to kind of delegate, I assume, between a bunch of producers. And is that a difficult kind of task? Because if you think about Naughty Dog working on one, maybe two games at a time, It seems like you guys have, you said, you know, dozens.
Yeah. So. You know, I come from production, as you probably know, and being kind of that far removed is difficult. My heart's always ground level with the creatives making great product. I think having the XDev group and the incubated teams ground level is, it adds a whole nother dimension to the job of what I do on a day-to-day basis that really brings me closer to it, you know, because there's a lot more action, there's a lot more sort of dialogue going on day to day in terms of the diversity of the production challenges or successes or little wins. So I really enjoy it. And to watch these young creatives blossom is also another thing that you don't necessarily see as much as you might want to on the bigger AAA. And you see it here. What they're producing is standout.
Yeah, it's awesome. Is there a fear when you get involved with some of these younger or more inexperienced teams, though, that you kind of have to, again, shepherd them in a direction? Or do you guys kind of find the teams that you think, you know, they can teach us something, we can teach them something, and they kind of just let them go? And you seem to have a pretty good eye for that.
Yeah, you know, every team, even the veteran level groups, have challenges. Yeah. I think what we're looking for are partners that can listen, right? Listen and take in feedback, and, you know, we really respect the fact that they have their own identity. They are their own business, their own creative entity. But we want people that can really, traverse the journey as a partner to all the challenges that are going to inevitably roll out through a 6-month to a 2-year dialogue around creating something from nothing. So oftentimes, I think we've been pretty good at pegging those teams that are willing to engage in that partnership. We look forward to continuing along that, process of elimination, basically.
Let's talk, before I let you go, about some of the specifics. We're kind of talking more broadly. We talked about Edith Finch a little bit. What are some of the games that we can expect from Santa Monica in the next year or so that you guys have announced?
Well, I think we're always looking for opportunities to broaden the portfolio a little bit, and that's really where we're spending a lot of our cycles. Chaco's Sunny and Dead Mars and everybody who's in there right now, we're really out there looking at the landscape of gaming, what people are up to, and of course it's ever-changing, right? So there's always that challenge of what's that new blip on the radar that we want to capture and get ahead on. I think you're going to be pretty excited to see some of the lineup that we have in there. And some of the stuff that we're going to think about bringing into the fold over the course of the next year or two.
Awesome. Well, it was good to see something like Fat Princess come back. Escape Plan would be nice to see again.
Big fan of Escape Plan.
I love Escape Plan.
I love it, yeah.
Excellent. And Dead Mars, so excellent. Obviously, congratulations too on Rapture, which came out this summer, which is, I played it one night long, like just exploring and getting into this game. Then I had to go on vacation for like 2 weeks, and I came back and I'm like, I don't know what the hell I was doing. And I got to start it again. And I'm like, I don't have almost the heart to, it's like almost like the way I felt about Journey when I played Journey. I played it once, it made me cry like a baby. And then I was like, I can't play this again. And it's almost like with Rapture, I'm like, I gotta go back to the beginning to see the end, so that's
good.
You'll
see new stuff, that's the beauty of Rapture.
Excellent game, really pretty too. Shannon, I'll let you go, but thank you so much for joining me.
It's great to be here.
I appreciate you very much. I we'll have to come down, like you said, to Santa Monica and see
it.
You.
Yeah.
Of course, you should stay tuned for Kinda Funny Games, more here, PSX, goodbye.